Welcome to an exclusive SearchOracle.com podcast. I'm Shana Garlick, assistant editor. Raymond Payne is the newly elected president of the OAUG, the Oracle Applications Users Group, which is the world's largest user knowledge base for Oracle Applications users. Today I'm speaking with Raymond about his plans for the organization, his views on Oracle's long-awaited Fusion applications, and his advice on everything from cloud computing to dealing with the down economy. Thank you for speaking with me today. As the new OAUG president, on what do you plan to focus your efforts in the coming year?
Well, thanks for having me, Shana. Like I told you, SearchOracle.com is one of my favorite publications that I read on a regular basis, and look forward to the email updates. OAUG's focus for 2009 is going to be squarely aimed at delivering enhanced benefits and services to our membership. We think that this is particularly crucial in these economic times that we're going through. We're going to be doing this through development of new services as well as enhancements to existing services, and also looking for innovative ways to deliver our networking and educational benefits to all levels of our organization. Especially one of the things that I should talk about at the regional level is an example would be we're about to hold our first ever conference in the United Arab Emirates. That would be the Connection Point Dubai conference. It'll be April 1st and 2nd of this year. That's just one of the ways that we're reaching out at the regional level. You're also going to be seeing some new educational opportunities that we're developing with some of our partners right now that will be provided at the regional level here in the United States. And, of course, we continue to partner with our sister users groups in the development and improvement of our premier conference facility, Collaborate, which this year is going to be in Orlando, May 3rd through May 7th.
How well do you think Oracle has done with its timeline regarding the release of Fusion applications? What would you like to see happen with Fusion this year, and what do you think we will actually see happen?
Well, I think Oracle has done well so far with what has got to be a tremendous undertaking, in that they're essentially developing the next generation of applications, you know, literally from the ground up, with input from their acquisitions of best of breed in all areas. I think we can expect to see the first Fusion apps come offline sometime during this calendar year.
I understand Oracle is beta testing some applications with a few users. Have you seen them?
I have not personally seen them, no, I have not. But there are people in our organization that have obviously been taking a look at them.
And what are the things you and OAUG members are both excited and worried about with Fusion applications?
Okay, Shana, we have a council that we work with cooperatively with Oracle called the Fusion Council. And those people on that council have been working directly with Oracle, giving them input on what the features may be, what the issues may be with usability, and those people have obviously seen the application at this point. Some of our, I think probably the biggest challenge for our membership is to determine at what point or what version they should consider upgrading to Fusion. A lot of our members have been core financial system users for many, many years, and are looking at the time frame right now as a possibility to upgrade or re-implement at release 12. And in doing so will help them prepare for Fusion in that they can get familiar with the technologies that are being used to develop Fusion today. Others who are further along in the release cycle, or their new customers, or just have done recent implementations, are sitting at 11, 5, 10 typically, and waiting for the appropriate release of Fusion and plan to bypass release 12 altogether. Oracle has done a good job, I think, of providing flexibility for their customers, especially considering the Applications Unlimited program that gives our customers time to think about when the time is right for them and what makes sense. I think my recommendation is It's a case-by-case study, and it's I kind of coined a phrase, it's a matter of determining right here, right now analysis. So it's something that's going to have to be looked at by each individual customer.
And what's the status of 11G upgrades among your members? Are most people using Oracle databases, and how much do they concern themselves with Oracle's database efforts?
Okay, the vast majority of our membership, Shana, are Oracle E-Business Suite customers, and as such, the Oracle database is part and parcel of that installation. I've heard several great success stories from our membership in terms of their uptake of Release 11G for the database. The database process, from what I'm hearing, is and actually what I've experienced myself, is a smooth and relatively painless process. They're really excited, as are we, about some of the new features in 11G database that are going to be helping us. Things such as their enhancements around the area of data encryption, the real application testing components of the database. That one is going to be a major winner, I think. It's cornerstone technology for all of Oracle's application products, and I think the majority of the user base realizes this and is happy for the continued innovations that Oracle's giving us in these areas.
Oracle also recently entered into the cloud computing market. How is the OAUG reacting to this news, and what are members asking you about?
Well, the cloud computing concept is fairly new, and I have to admit there's not a lot of people asking me about it yet. But from what I've heard and what I've seen of it, I think that it could be valuable concept for some of our members to look at who are, you know, considering a new implementation or expanding capacity on an existing implementation, especially if they need to minimize or defer initial capital acquisition costs for hardware, you know, and facilities to run their applications, their databases and backup services. Like I said, I haven't heard much from our membership yet, but I suspect this may be timely given the current economic situation. It provides some more alternatives for them to think about.
And what was your reaction to Oracle's entrance into the hardware market? What do you recommend to Oracle users wondering when and if to migrate to Exadata?
I am very excited about the prospect of Oracle entering into the hardware market with their partner, HP. I saw the announcement at OpenWorld. The Exadata systems are very appealing to us. Those customers who have large data warehousing applications in particular and databases that need the optimum in performance from their database, along with the highly available and scalable architecture of the Exadata system, should really give this thing consideration, in my opinion. If they're already in the process of planning a large rack implementation, for instance, they should seriously take a look at the Exadata approach, in my opinion.
What advice do you have for OAUG members and other Oracle applications users whose organizations are being affected by the current economic crisis?
Shane, I'm glad you asked, because at the beginning of this podcast, we talked a little bit about key strategies for OAUG in the upcoming year. And I often joke about, boy, how did I look out being president of OAUG during this year when the economy is tight and things are not looking really great. The message I would deliver to any of our existing members or potential new members is to weigh the tremendous benefit of membership and participation in users group such as ours compared to the relatively small cost of membership. The return on investment for that membership dollar is significant. And when you're looking for ways to economize, your membership and user organizations should be one of the things you hold dearly. In other words, don't just lop that off right at the very beginning. The benefits you receive from participation, in my opinion, far outweigh the costs.
Great. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Okay, Shana. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. To learn more about the Oracle Applications Users Group or become a member, you can visit their website at www.oaug.org. And remember to stay tuned to searchoracle.com for all the latest tips and news about Oracle applications. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Signing off from Search Oracle, I'm Shana Garland.